Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. This evening, we have a Carnatic classical music presentation by a Chinese artist, Master Chong Chiu Sen from Malaysia. He is a disciple of Padma Vibhushan, late Srimati D. Krishnaswamy Pattamal. Keeping up the tradition of Guru Shishya Parampara, he is currently under the tutelage of his Guru's granddaughter, Srimati Gayatri Sundar Raman. He is also learning voice culturing lessons from Madurai Sri G.S. Mani and Sri S. Vignaraj from Bangalore. Almost two decades back, on one occasion, when devotees from Malaysia had come to Puttaparthi, Bhagwan had asked Master Chong Chiu Sen, "What is your name?" At that point of time, this 12-year boy replied, "Chiu Sen." But Swami again asked him, "What is your another name?" And it was years later that his guru, Srimati Pattamal, named him Sai Madana Mohan Kumar. He has performed in several national and international Sangeet Sabhas and has also been nominated by the Album Industries of Malaysia as one of the top five in devotional category. He was invited to perform in the Spirit of Unity concert by Sri T.V.K. Shastri and has also given performances in Music Academy festivals at Chennai. He is the Bhajan coordinator of Sai Centers in Malaysia. His first performance in the immediate divine presence of our most beloved Bhagwan was on the occasion of Chinese New Year Day this year. This evening, he'll be accompanied by Sri Hemant Kumar on violin, Sri Mohan Kumar Dora on the tabla, Sri Sudhir Kumar on mridangam, Sri Muthu Kumar on harmonium, and Srimati Go Yin Yin on the tanpura. Please welcome Sri Chong Chiu Sen and his team of fellow musicians. Jai Sai Ram.
Ah, sari ta ta sari ga di ga pa ga pa ta pa ga ri ga ri sari sari sa ga ri ga sari sa ta sari ga ri ga pa ga pa ta pa ga pa ta pa ta sari ga ri ga sa ri da sa pa da sari ga sa da pa ga ti ta ri ni nu ko ri nanu pa nim pa samayo mura mamita kripa ju dayaga gari sari sari sagari ga sari tad sari gari go pagapada pa gapada pada sari gari ga sari da sapada sari ga tada pa gari sari ninno gari gari sari ga ga pa ta ta sari ga ga da pa gari ga sa da pa gari kannu ta pa da da pa gari sari gari sa da sari ga pa ta ta sa da pa gari sannu ta ga shi sari gari sari sa da sa da pa gari sari sa sari ga pa da sari ga ri sa ri sa sa da pa ga ri ta ri ta sa sa ri ri ga ga pa pa da da sari ga ri sa ri sa sa da pa ga ri ta ri ta sa sa ri ri ga ga pa pa da da sari ga ri ga ni da sa ri sa ri ga pa da sa da sa da ga pa da pa da ri sa da pa ga ri sa ri san nu ta ga shi ni gi va sa san nu ta ga
Shri Sairam, to start this journey or any journey, we have to involve the grace of the Lord, for without His grace, no journey can reach its destination. The next song is a composition of Patnam Subramanya Iyer, set in an auspicious raga, Saurashtram.
ninnu juchi dhanyu daiti ninnu juchi dhanyu daiti ninnu juchi dhanyu daiti ninnu jochidanyudaiye ninnu jochidanyudaiye ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane traga ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane traga ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane traga ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane ninnu jochidanyudaiye nee rajane ninnu jochidanyudaiye
साधु हृदय विहारा
sarada yaka sakala marada yaka sakala marada yaka sakala marada yaka sakala marada yaka Shri Venkateshwara sakala marada yaka Shri Venkateshwara ninnu poochidanyu daili neerajane dogoga ninnu joochi danyu daili yeenige
The next song is a song dedicated to Lord Rama. It tries to search for words to capture the love and beauty of Lord Rama. The same goes to our Lord Sai Rama. With all his deeds and incredible, beautiful manifestations that he has left behind, it is so difficult to express the right words of his love and beauty. We hope that this song will give us the right tempo, the right rhythm, at the right mood, to capture at least, if not all, but the subtle aspect of our Lord Sai Rama, a composition of Saint Tyagaraja set in Raga Kedaram.
Tamara sa juni hridaya tyagara juni hridaya tyagara juni hridaya tyagara juni hridaya mandu vagisha ಮಂದು ತ್ಯಾಗರ ಜೂನಿ ಹೃದಯ ಮಂದು ಮಗೀಶನಂದ ಮಂದು ರಾಮನಿ ಪೈ ತನಕು ಪ್ರಿಯಮ ಗೋದು ಓದಿದ ರಾಮನಿ ಮಗದಿ ಸನಿ ರಾಮನಿ ಸಮಗಮ ಬನಿ ಸನಿ ಪಾಪ ಮಗರಿ ಸನಿ ರಾಮನಿ ಪಪ ಮಗ ಮ ಪನಿ ಸನಿ ಪ ಮಗ ಮಗರಿ ಸನಿ ರಾಮ ಪನಿ ಪಪ ಮಗ ಮ ಪನಿ ಪಾನಿ ಸಾನಿ ಪ ಮಿ ಗಮ ಪ ಸಗರಿ ಸನಿ ರಿ ಸನಿ ಪನಿ ಪ ಮ ಪ ಗಮ ಪನಿ ಸಾ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಸಾ ಸನಿ ಪ ಮ ಪ ಪನಿ ಪ ಮಗರಿ ಸನಿ ರಾಮನಿ ಪೈ ತನಕು ಪ್ರೇಮ ಬೋದು ಓ ಸೀತ ರಾಮನಿ ಪೈ ತನಕು
The next song is dedicated on behalf of my late guru Padma Vibhushan Srimati D.K. Patamal, who has taught me from my early stages in my music. She is not here today physically, but she always had a yearning to sing for you, Swami. I feel so honored and blessed to be able to fulfill my teacher's aspiration at this auspicious occasion. This is how Bhagavan's true devotee should always be. We should dedicate our life in fulfilling what Swami wants us to do. A composition of Manika Vasagar in Tamil and a Tandava Stotra composed by Ravana himself, followed by a composition of Muthuswami Dikshitar, all set in Raga Mohanam.
ಪುಲಪ್ಪ
பில ஆனந்தமாய தேனினை சொரிந்து புலப்பிலா ஆனந்தமாய 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 தேனினை சொரிந்து புலப்பிலா ஆனந்தமாய தேனினை சொரிந்து புறம் புறம் திரிந்த செல்வமே புறம் புறம் திரிந்த செல்வமே செல்வமே புறம் புறம் திரிந்த செல்வமே சிவபெருமானே சிவபெருமானே சத்யசாய் சிவபெருமானே சிவபெருமானே பகவானே செல்வமே சிவபெருமானே சிவபெருமானே யானுனை தொடர்ந்து சிக்கின பிடித்தேன் சிக்கின பிடித்தேன் யானுனை தொடர்ந்த சிக்கின பிடித்தேன் எங்கெழுந்தருளுவதினியே எங்கெழுந்தருளுவதினியே சிவபெருமானே யானுனை தொடர்ந்த சிக்கின பிடித்தேன் எங்கெகன் தருளுவதினியே எங்கெகன் தருளுவதினியே பகவானே ஜல பிரவாஹ பாவிதஸ்தலே ஜடாதவீகலஜல பிரவாஹ பாவிதஸ்தலே கலே வலம் யலம்பிதாம்புஜங்க துங்கமாலிகா மட்டமட்டமட்டமங்கிநாதவட்டமருள்வயம் சகார சண்ட தாண்டவம் தனோது நக சிவா சிவம் ஜடாகதாக சம்பிரமன் பிரமன்னிலிம்ப நிர்ஜனே திலோல வீச்சி வல்லர் விராஜமான மூர்த்தனே தக தக தகஜ்வல தலாதப்பட்ட பாவகே ಕರೆ ರತಿ ಪ್ರತಿಕ್ಷಣಂ ಮಮ ಜಟಾರ್ಥ ವಿಗಲ ಜಲ ಪ್ರವಾಹ ಪಾವಿತಸ್ಥಲೆ ಗಲೇ ವಲಂಬ್ಯ ಲಂಬಿತಾಂಭುಜಂಗ ತುಂಗ ಮಾಳಿಕ ಘಮಟ್ಟಮಟ್ಟಮಟ್ಟಮನ್ನಿನಾಗವದ್ದಮಲ್ವಯ ಚಕಾರ ಚಂದ ತಾಂಡವ ತನೋತು ನಃ ಶಿವ ಶಿವಂ ಭವ ಶಿವ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಿವೋಹಂ ಶಿವೋಹಂ ನಾಗಲಿಂಗಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸತತಂ ನಾಮರೂಪ ಪ್ರಪಂಚಾತೀತಲಿಂಗಂ 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 ನಾಗರಾಜ ಮಣಿಭೂಷಿತಲಿಂಗಂ ನಾಗರಾಜ ಮಣಿಭೂಷಿತಲಿಂಗಂ ಶ್ರೀನಗರ ಸ್ಥಿತ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಲಿಂಗಂ ಶ್ರೀನಗರ ಸ್ಥಿತ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಲಿಂಗಂ ನಾಗಲಿಂಗಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸತತಂ ಆಗಮ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾರಲಿಂಗಂ ಆಗಮ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾರಲಿಂಗಂ ಆಗಮ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾರಲಿಂಗಂ ಆದಿಮಧ್ಯಾಂತ ರಹಿತಲಿಂಗಂ ಆಗಮ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾರಲಿಂಗಂ ಆದಿಮಧ್ಯಾಂತ ರಹಿತಲಿಂಗಂ ಮೂಲಭೂತ ಕಾರಣಾತ್ಮಲಿಂಗಂ ಮೂಲಭೂತ ಕಾರಣಾತ್ಮಲಿಂಗಂ ನೀಲಕಂಠ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಲಿಂಗಂ ನೀಲಕಂಠ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಲಿಂಗಂ நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், நாரதாதினுத நந்தி துரங்கம், நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், நாரதாதினுத நந்தி துரங்கம், பாகேஷவரத குருகு கவந்தித சுந்தர சிவமோகன கரலிங்கம், நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், தபக பத சதபக சதபகரி, நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம். பப்பத பகபத பகரி சரி நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், பப்பத பகபத சத பகரி க பத பக பகரி க க பகரி நல் க க பகரி சரி நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், சங்கரலிங்கம், நாரதாதினுதம் நந்தி துரங்கம், பாகேஷவரத குருகுக வந்தித சுந்தர சிவமோகன கரலிங்கம், நாகேந்திர வினுத சங்கரலிங்கம், நாரதாதினுதம் நந்தி துரங்கம், பாகேஷவரத குருகுக வந்தி சுந்தர சிவமோகன கரலிங்கம், நாகலிங்கம் நமாமி சததம் நாம ரூப பிரபஞ்சாதீதலிங்கம் நாகலிங்கம்.
ధ్యాయామి సతతం నామ రూప ప్రపంచాతీత లింగం నాగలింగం
The next item will be a Sai Bhajan. With Swami's grace, you have allowed me to compose this bhajan. I don't even speak Hindi, but Swami, somehow you have made me compose this bhajan, and today I would like to offer it to your lotus feet, Bhagavan. Therefore, I would like to request all devotees to join me in this bhajan. Sai bhajan bina mera jeevan suna.
Hare
भजन बिना मेरा जीवन सुना। स्वामी आओ मेरे भजन
शंभो शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा जटाधरा उमा महेश्वरा सदाशिव चंद्रशेखर नटराज शंकर शंकरा शंभो स्वयंभो भो शंभो शिव 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 शंभो स्वयंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो भो शंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो भो शंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो गंगाधर शंकर करुणा
ജാഗരതാരക ഗംഗാധര ശങ്കര കരുണാകര മാമവ ഭവ സാഗരതാരക ശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ ശിവശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ നിർഗുണ പരബ്രഹ്മ നിർഗുണ പരബ്രഹ്മ സ്വരൂപ ഗമ ഗമ ഭൂത പ്രപഞ്ചരഹിത നിർഗുണ പരബ്രഹ്മ സ്വരൂപ ഗമ ഗമ ശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ ശംഭോ ശിവ ശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ ശംഭോ ശിവ ശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ ഓ 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 ശംഭോ ശിവ ശംഭോ സ്വയംഭോ ശങ്കര Shambho
to leave to the mission of Sathya Sai and to continue this journey to fulfill whatever what we want. We definitely need the grace of Goddess Mahalakshmi to give us wisdom, knowledge, wealth, and most importantly, health. This final song is dedicated to all the workers of Sri Sathya Sai Baba to fulfill his mission of Dharma Samsthapana in this world. A composition of Sri Purandara Dasa.
Namam mani sau bhagya bhagya சாது பூஜைய வேலை வெற்றிகை ஒழுகிடு பெண்டு பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா நம்மம்மா நீ சௌபாக்யத பாக்யத பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா கரியுத பாரே மனகே மனய சித்தயதோரே கனக வேஷ்டிய கரையுத பாரே மனக மனய சித்தயதோரே தினகர கோட்டி தேஜதி ஒளியுவ ஜனகராயன குமாரி வேக தினகர கோட்டி தேஜதி ஒளியுவ ஜனகராயன குமாரி வேக பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா நம்மம்மா நீ சௌபாக்யத பாக்யத 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 லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா பக்தர மனையலி நித்திய மகோத்சவ நித்திய சுமங்கள அத்தித்தகலத பக்தர மனையல் நித்திய மகோத்சவ நித்திய சுமங்கள சத்யவ தோருத சாது சச்சனர சித்தடி ஒளியுவ புத்தலி பொம்பே சத்யவ தோருத சாது சச்சனர சித்தடி ஒளியுவ புத்தலி பொம்பே பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா நம்மம்மா நீ சௌபாக்யத பாக்யத 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 லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா நம்மம்மா நீ சௌபாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா சங்கையில்லதா பாக்யவ கொத்து சங்கையில்லதா பாக்யவ கொத்து சங்கையில்லதா பாக்யவ கொத்து கையா திரிபுதாரே சங்கல கையா திருபுதபாரி குங்குமாங்கித பங்கஜனோச்சனை வெங்கடரமனிகாதிகாரே குங்குமாங்கித பங்கஜனோச்சனை வெங்கடரமனிகாதிராஜி பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா சௌபாக்யத சக்கரி துப்பத காலுவ ஹரிசி சக்கரி துப்பத காலுவ ஹரிசி சக்கரி துப்பத காலுவ ஹரிசி சுக்கிரவாரதா பூஜைய வேல பக்தரையுள்ள அழகிரி ரங்கன சொக்க புரந்தல விதலனராணி விதலனராணே விதலனராணி ராணி விதலர ராணி புரந்தர விதலர ராணி புரந்தர விதலர ராணி விதலர ராணி விதலர ராணி புரந்தர விதலர ராணி விதலர ராணி விதலர ராணி புரந்தர விதலர ராணி புரந்தர விதலர ராணி அழகிரி ரங்கன சொக்க புரங்கல விதலனானி அக்கறியுள்ள அழகிரி ரங்கன சொக்க புரங்கல விதலனானி பாக்யத லக்ஷ்மி பாரம்மா நம்மம்மா நீ சௌபாக்யத
ಮಣಿ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಣಿ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಣಿ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಭಾಗ್ಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಮಂಗಲೋ ಶುಭ ಮಂಗಲೋ ಮಂಗಲೋ
ಈಶ್ವರಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೆ ಸತ್ಯದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನಃ ಸರ್ವಃ प्रचोदयात्। ओम श्री सायराम। डियरेस्ट भगवान, रेस्पेक्टेड एल्डर्स एंड मेंबर्स ऑफ दिस डिवाइन असेंबली, टुडे इज द 22nd एनिवर्सरी ऑफ आवर हॉस्पिटल श्री सत्य साई इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ हायर मेडिकल साइंसेस प्रशांति ग्राम पुट्टपर्ति। We, the staff of the hospital, offer today as our gratitude to Bhagwan a audiovisual presentation for Bhagwan providing us a chance to serve in his hospital and participate in the sacred mission of serving society. In today's program, there are two parts. The first part is a talk by our devotee and revered director, Dr. Chaudhary Oleti of our hospital. This talk will be followed by a 30-minute video show which concentrates on all the activities of the hospital from dawn to dusk and even beyond. Before I call our director to deliver his talk, I'd just like to say a few words about him. Dr. Chaudhary Oleti was the chairman of cardiac sciences of both the hospitals, Sat Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences Prashanti Graham and Sat Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences Whitefield, before he took over as director of our Prashanti Graham Hospital. Dr. Oleti practiced cardiothoracic surgery in the United States for more than 25 years. He served as an instructor in surgery, an assistant professor of surgery at Stony Brook University, New York, and at University of California, Los Angeles. He was also the director of cardiac surgery for Kaiser Permanente program, as well as director cardiac surgery, Pomona Valley Hospital. He was a very keen photographer who had a lot of interest in photography, as a result of which he was able to capture many divine moments with the divine permission and has published them as albums for the joy of all the devotees through our publication trust. These photographs have immortalized the divine moments he had spent with Bhagwan. I now have pleasure in inviting Dr. Chaudhary Oleti to deliver his talk. Thank you.
సత్యసాయి బాబా వారి దివ్య పాదార విందాలకు శతకోటి పాద నమస్కారం. సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. ఐఎమ్ రాంగ్, ఐఎమ్ రియలీ రాంగ్. ఐ డింట్ థింక్ this occasion will overwhelm me. It did. I will find my bearings. The reason I say so is, you know, talking is something I like, especially about Swami. talked about him all over the world. So I thought, what is it? It's okay. And everybody in the hospital said, are you nervous, sir? Are you nervous? I said, of course not. I'm not nervous. Totally wrong. Totally wrong. But in the next 30 minutes or so, I'll try to make some sense. I was born just 150 miles from here. I was the fifth child in an average farming family. So much so, they didn't even think it was necessary to record my date of birth. So, when I was ready to go to high school, there was a conspiracy between the admitting clerk and my dad, and they made up a date so that I am old enough to get into the high school. And that's how I ended up getting a date of birth. And so I was pushed ahead, way ahead of my time. And there is a wonderful Telugu expression, says Galilo Perigadu. Basically, that's how I grew up. Nobody ever took me serious. And then it must be divine protection from then on. I went on, didn't do very bad, passed all my exams very well, and ended up going for cardiac surgery abroad, and lived the American dream. And I'll come to it in a bit. But all along, I had immense faith in God. So the two ingredients for the success of my life is immense faith in God and my hard work. So this went on. Now television is there. Everybody knows what an American dream is. You have a 6 or 7 bedroom house, but 5 or 6 cars, though you can drive only one at any time. You party every Saturday night. The men are talking about cars. The women are talking about jewelry. And you waste so much food. And you have everything taken for granted. And that was my life. I was so happy. And then, somewhere in my mind, there was always a big hole. And that was to do free heart surgery in this country, which made me what I was. That's one other thing I had always, never forgot my roots. So when somebody told me that there's a free hospital that does free heart surgery in rural part of South India, I did not believe it. Because having practiced cardiac surgery for over 3 decades, having seen the growth all over and having been involved with a few corporate hospitals in this country, I said it's an oxymoron. There is no free heart surgery. But then they said, no, it is there. You go see for yourself. And a lot of things came together. They had a huge international cardiac surgery conference in Hyderabad for which I was invited. And I asked, what about Puttaparthi? They said, it's a short flight, you can go. So I ended up to check myself this so-called free heart surgery. And sure enough, the first thing I did was to go to the hospital because it's on the way. So when I went to the hospital, one of the young administrators was nice enough. He took me around. First of all, when you look at it, it doesn't look like a hospital. At least it didn't look like one for me. But nowadays we call it, aptly so, the temple of healing. In every aspect, it is temple of healing. I came from this excess. Everybody wants everything that is the best. And when I walked through this hospital, yes,
in this rural area, poorest of the poor, there was this citadel, a citadel of health care that can be built only by divinity and nobody else. It was absolutely state-of-the-art equipment, whether you are talking in the outpatient department or in the operating room or in the intensive care unit. The only department missing is the billing department. So when I looked at it, I said, this is a dream, it's not a reality. It was so calm, so cool, no confusion. Nothing like any super specialty hospitals that I have ever been or ever will be. So that was an initial shock. Obviously, much bigger shock was to come the next day. I was in the same Kulwant hall. It was dust, sand. Men used to sit on that side. And a series of coincidences, which we start calling them now as Sai incidences. I was sitting in the front row. And then my nephew next to me said, "Sir, uncle, uncle, pray to your Ishtadaivata, Swami will talk to you." I told him, "Srinivas, there are 10,000 people, Swami is going to talk to me." "No, no, try, uncle." I said, "Fine, what is wrong? I'm not going to lose anything." So I was praying to Lord Balaji, and first time I ever saw Swami glide down. Obviously, if you ever see him gliding down, that's the most beautiful sight we can ever see. You can't see his feet, that orange robe flowing in the early morning sun, the most impressive halo of hair. You will not forget that sight. It was so powerful, I had to close my eyes. Sure enough, when I opened, he was right in front of me. And when I locked my gaze with Swami, I think that was the end of my own entity. I'm sure all of us have that feeling. You lock your gaze with Swami for the first time. And then I blurted, "I'm Dr. Chaudhary from Los Angeles." And he said, "Yes, I know who you are." And I didn't understand that. And next thing, on the same day, I was put in a very small room. And one end I was there, at the other end was Swami. I still don't know how that happened. And believe it or not, the first time it's across that small room, now I know it's as an interview room. In pure Telugu, he looks at me and says, "Enti chikkipoyao." For people who don't understand Telugu, his first question was, "How come you lost weight?" And as far as I know, this is the first time I'm seeing him, and he asks me, "How come you lost weight?" Which is true. I had a bad tooth abscess, lost about 6 kilograms. I always weighed the same, about 70 kilos. But if you are my family, co-workers, you can tell. As far as I know, this is the first time he's looking at me and he says, "How come you lost weight?" That threw me off the balance completely. And then in the same tone he said, "Don't worry, the tooth will be okay." And that was disaster to come. I have no idea where I was. Then he, in his own divine fashion, said, "What do you want?" And that even people could wake me up in the middle of the night. I know what I wanted. I said, "Swami, I want peace." That's all I said. He laughed and said, "Very easy. Very easy. You take I away, you take want away, what is left with?" I said, "Swami, peace." See, very simple. For a cardiac surgeon, especially coming from California, I'll tell you why that is important, big time cardiac surgeon from California. It didn't make any sense at all. I thought he's going to give me some mantra or give me a book to read. When he said, take eye away, take one away, and you're left with peace. No, no. So I changed the topic and I said, Swami, can I work in your hospital? And I think he got the drift. He said, Bangara, this is your hospital. You can come anytime you want to come. You can work as long as you want. So you better be careful what you ask God for. Sometimes it might come true. After retiring 2 times, I'm here, and I'm here. People think that trust has asked me to take this job. No, no. I offered myself to take this job. Yes. Yes, I'm crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. There's no question about it. So now with this background, what I want to tell you is, yes, this citadel of healthcare Swami has put on this planet is unique. So unique that there are 2 hospital architects, Paul Jones and Ken Nooks. They release every 5 years an architectural digest of hospitals in the world. If you look at their 1994 edition, our Puttaparthi Hospital is in the top 50 in the whole world. Top 50. And the first time they ever found a hospital worth from the developing countries. First time. And the more important thing is, they said there are 2 reasons why they put our hospital there. The first reason is the philosophy of the holy man that health care and education must be free for the entire mankind. The second reason they said, there's always a form and there's always a function. They said this institution is a perfect marriage of form and function that they have come across. So, when God creates something, yes, it is perfect. It is perfect. We looked at our schedule, our statistics, for some of the visiting people the other day. We have done 900 open hearts with 11 deaths in it, which puts us a mortality rate of 1.3 or 1.4%. And I cannot reproduce it anywhere else. I have seen enough programs. It's not reproducible because average mortality is between 4 and 7% in the best institutions in the world. We have done more than 5,000 urological procedures with 1 death. They're not minor procedures. We have done what you call laparoscopic nephrectomy. That's cutting edge surgery these days. And it's free. Don't forget that. It's free. And then they do conservative surgery. Today, you see, you need half a kidney to survive. The other day I was looking in the list. One procedure was they're taking a part of the kidney out in the upper pole. They're removing a stone in the bottom portion of the kidney and still keeping the rest of the kidney intact. This cannot be done on a day-to-day basis. It needs extreme, extreme surgical dexterity. That's the kind of operations done. We have done over 6,000, still talking about last 12 months, 6,000 ophthalmology procedures with no death. And we don't do regular cataracts here. We do not. Even the best institutions have trouble doing what we call FACO, which is intraocular lens implantation. Almost you're recreating Swami's work. With a small incision, they take away the cataract and put a new lens inside. You don't even know that the patient had surgery. And again, it's totally free, of course. See, this is the kind of work that's being turned out day in and day out. And it can only be done with divine grace. Nothing else. Nothing else. You see, I'll tell you a little bit about this divine grace. I told you earlier, I digress a little bit, this big time cardiac surgeon from California. Very important. You know, California is only a state. One of the 50 states in the United States. It's just a state like Andhra Pradesh. But if you see the economy of California, it's 8th in the world. There are only 7 countries that have bigger economy than a state of California. That's where I used to practice. Gives you some idea. It's all Swami's grace. And they calculate how many surgeries we do in the early 80s, as early as 80s. I've done more heart surgeries than any surgeon in the state of California. So he's preparing me from day one. Every minute I have spent in my life so far is just for this, just for this. Again, the approach is what that I think is clear here. You don't work for Swami. You do not work for Swami. You look at it that it is the most privileged thing that Swami has given, so you can offer yourself at Swami. You see, one day we were in Kodaikanal, Professor Sampath, Professor Anil Kumar, Balram. Swami came down a little early, just a little early. And we were huddling around him. When do you get a chance to huddle around divinity so often? We were just huddling, literally like kids. And Sampath, Professor Sampath, was one of the most evolved people that I could. So he suddenly looks at Swami and says, "Swami, Swami, we must have done something in our last life that we are this close to you." And Swami said, "No, Sampath, last 100 lives." So now I know how he could tell me. First thing he looked at me and said, "How come you lost weight?" See? So this is how this big time, you know, cardiac surgeon with the head of a football slowly start what I call defragmentation. Only divinity can do it to a cardiac surgeon. You know, they always go around saying, what's the difference between God and a cardiac surgeon? God never thinks he's a cardiac surgeon. So to complete the sentence, cardiac surgeons think they are gods. So, now, this is the frame of mind I came here. Believe it or not, this is the frame. I had a sports car, and it said it could go up to 320 kilometers. I wasn't sure. So I pushed it to about 280. It's a beautiful straight stretch of road, and I said, let me see what this can do. And there was no police around. I kept going, 240, 260, 280. It was going beautifully, except I got a headache. So I said, let me stop here and slow down. So that is, the time of... But I didn't realize that Swami could lift his little finger and he could get the best of cardiac surgeons ever to come for him forever and ever. So this... thousands and thousands instead of hundreds of lives are the background for this, or what we call Telugu is a beautiful language. Nowhere else you can express in one word. It's called Purva Janma Sukrutam. There's no other word for it. One time I was leaving California to come here and work. A very big-time gastroenterologist calls me and says, "Oh, Dr. Valetti, you're going to Bangalore." I said, "Yes, I have to fly there from Chennai." He says, "Could you operate on my mother? She's very sick." I said, "No, I'm going to Swami, I want to operate on your mother. He's very rich. He can bring anybody, the richest and the best in the world, he can bring to Bangalore. So I said, I'll go to Puttaparthi. He said, let me tell you one other thing. My mother is 72. And for the last 35 years, she has been a widow. And she is running a house for a handicapped woman. When she gets better, she wants to go back and do the same. And then I couldn't say no. I said, yes, I would operate. Those days we couldn't fly into Bangalore. So we flew into Chennai. We used to come as a whole team. We were all known as the team from America. And I did the surgery Sunday morning. Swami's grace went very well. And they said, sir, stay overnight. We'll send you first thing in the morning. I said, that looks good. So the patient did well. They put me in a car at 3:30. I was here at 6:30. As usual, I was sitting because by that time, you know, how Swami spoils in the beginning, you are in your honeymoon. Everything gets spoiled. So I always get this front seat. So I was sitting there and I'm always used to pampered by Swami. Comes and says, how are you? When did you come? How long are you going to stay? So this time he comes and walks just past me. I thought, oh, what's going on here? Yeah, that's Monday morning. He did the same thing on Tuesday morning. He just walked past by. I said, no, this is not right. I have to get hold of Swami. So Wednesday morning comes, I see Swami coming and I started getting up. And Swami said, what? You want to leave? The gate is there. I said, no, Swami, I came 3 days ago. I didn't even finish the sentence. He said, no, you only came 2 days ago. Your team came 3 days ago, which is 100% true. I mean, nothing but true comes out of the divinity. Yes, I only came Monday morning. This team came on Sunday. You only came 2 days ago. Now, instead of saying anything, he walks 10 feet away, turns around so that everybody can hear in the vicinity, says, Chaudhary, come 2 weeks, you're going to leave me, but I will never leave you. No, you see, he could have just said it on my face. No, he did not. He went 10 feet away looking at the entire team. See, it's not meant for me. No, it's not meant for me. Not meant for me. He's never going to leave any of us. No. We are his children. Bad, good, indifferent, we are his children. That's one thing I want you to make sure. Swami is as close to you as you think you are. As far away from you as you are afraid of. Believe me. That was his message that day. So when he gives you that kind of assurance, where is the question of he's here, not here? So when they ask me, oh God, you're going to travel alone? Immediately I said, no, Swami is with me. I never travel alone. No, he always travels with me. He always travels with me. When I'm sitting in the office, he's always there. He's always there. But the mistake we do is we don't recognize that fact. We don't recognize that fact. Now, one other thing I just want to tell you. We're getting there. I never left Puttaparthi. You know, in medicine you never say never, but I could say here never. I never left ever Puttaparthi without getting Swami's Pada Namaskaram. Whether I was going to Bangalore, whether I was going to my village, or I'm going to United States. But one time, I was working here, but they asked me go. For 4 weeks, go and stay in Whitefield. So when Swami came, I said, Swami, I have to go away for 4 weeks to Whitefield. I won't be able to see you. And immediately he rubbed me on his chest and says, why are you worried? I am here. But this, I think, is happening in Puttaparthi. That's wonderful. But listen to this. I was in São Paulo, Brazil. 99.999% people speak only Portuguese. They have a school for Swami there, fully recognized by the Brazilian government. And there is a young teacher, she teaches in Swami's school. And they always give me a translator. So I asked the translator, find out when she was in Puttaparthi the last time. And she says, no Puttaparthi, I've never even been in India. I said, she's never been in India? How come she knows about Swami? How come she's teaching about Swami? And she says, what's there? Swami is here. Swami is here. Go explain it. Go explain it. So, don't try to explain. Don't try to explain. Take Swami for granted. No questions asked. No questions asked. One of the things that always comes up, at least from my perspective, I want to put some kind of an end to it. This thing about Maya, Mahima, I want to say something about it because, you see, Maya is magic. Magic. That's what cheap magicians do. Mahima, Mahima is the miracle. Is the miracle. That is Swami. That is Swami. I'll give you as best, as personal example as anybody can give. It's about almost 15 years ago. A bunch of us were in the interview room. As usual, men are on one side, women are on the other side. And you know, Swami is always talking. And suddenly, unbeknownst to anybody, he goes like this and out drops one of the most dazzling bracelets I have seen. Seriously, I have seen. It drops from his hand and men were sitting quiet and the women started saying, ha, 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 ha. So Swami says, what's the matter? Now they should be truthful, no? They said, Swami, Swami, design. So Swami looked and said, design or desire? So, then, you know, he was teasing, and suddenly he asked me to come forward and puts that most beautiful, dazzling bracelet around my wrist. That's what I carry, I have it. I have it with me, all my life. Except when I'm operating or playing tennis, I always have it. Now, turn the clock forward almost 10 years, 2007. There's an island called Kauai. It has one of the best trekking, top 10 trekking in the world. And I was trekking with my son and daughter-in-law. I'm very careful and I trek a lot. So I am nothing. But it's a very treacherous. While coming down, though I had trekking shoes and everything, it was so wet, I slipped and fell. Slipped and fell. And I hear this crackling noise. So when you fall, you have to break your fall either with the right hand or left hand, depending on how you fall. So I broke the whole fall with my right wrist. And I hear this crackling noise. And immediately, you know, this brain thinks and says, oh my goodness, there goes my right wrist. You know, this is the one I operate. This is the one I hit my tennis shots, this is the one I click the camera, and there goes the right wrist. Suddenly my son says, Dad, Dad, look at the bracelet. I said, what? When I looked at it, it's the bracelet that broke into two and my wrist was absolutely intact. Go figure this out yourselves, the naysayers. There's no magic in it. It is Swami's Mahima, miracle. And I wear it, I always wear it. No, you cannot have it. No. So, you see, it is Swami that has built, coming back to the hospital. It's a citadel. It's a citadel of healthcare. The only unfortunate thing is there are so many people with more means than even Swami that could have reproduced it. But no, that's my only sadness. The humanity in total, in certain ways, looks like we have failed Swami. But that's a different story. Won't go there. But the continuity is there. The hospital is going strong. Like I gave you the statistics for the, departments. And more things are to come. The departments are well established. And what is the proof for it? The next 22 or 23 minutes, please enjoy the audiovisual presentation. Almost all the staff members in the hospital have helped me to do this, and it's our offering to Swami. And I thank you very much all for the patience with which you have listened to me. Jai Sai Ram.
My story began long back, almost 23 years ago. You can say I am 23 years young. I emerged from God's own sankalpa, from His eternal spring of divine love that drenches the entire humanity. I am His creation, and this is my story.
Ishwaramba Suta Shriman Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Satya Saisha Kartavyam Daivamannikam Uttishto Tishta Partisha Uttishta Jagadipate Uttishta Karuna Purna Lokamangala Siddhaye Chitravati Tata Vishala Sushanta Saude.
While still in his lap, I learned to chant the Suprabhatam, the ritual of waking up Swami. A question would always bother me. When Swami is beyond sleep and wakefulness, then why do we need to wake Him up at all? But then, warmth filled my heart when I understood that it was one of Swami's many ways of providing us an opportunity to serve Him. It was then that I realized that Swami had brought me to existence as a hospital and had given me a similar opportunity. I can only thank Swami for this and hold this opportunity close to my heart. Swami nourished me with His love and warmth. I took my first step holding His hand, cheered and prodded by Him. When I heard doubts about my existence from several corners, I would only hold His hand tighter and look up at my Father, and He would give me an all-knowing smile with a twinkle in His eye. Reassured, I would look back at the path He wanted me to take. I am a completely free hospital. The only department I do not have is a billing department. Swami taught me to receive all with open arms, like he always did, without distinction of caste, class, race, nationality, or religion. People came to me to rid themselves of their burdens of ill health without having to bear the additional burden of the cost of treatment. They flocked to me from all over the globe to receive the same warmth that Swami showered on me. People started calling me the temple of healing. I feel Swami's love and the values he imbibed in each one of us here is a reason for this name. For us, it is not a job. It is a Swami-given opportunity for being a part of his mission. My sisters and brothers work day in and day out with unflinching love to Swami. Their day begins early in the morning and much before the first patient enters the hospital. Everything happens under the observant gaze of Swami. We all have but one goal, and that is to please Swami. Excuse me, while talking to you, I forgot that it is almost 8 in the morning. The day is already rushing past. It is time for me to make my children comfortable. They are the people I live for and for whom all my brothers and sisters strive to provide care and comfort. Swami is the mother who observes through a million eyes and knows the pain of every heart. When people walk into the outpatient departments, let me tell you, they warily walk into Swami's warm and reassuring embrace. Everybody is his own, be they of any caste, nationality, or religion. They may be children or adults, but for Mother Sai, all are her children. Swami taught me to walk along on his path towards the lofty goal. I remember the days he walked holding my hands and the days when he cradled me in his arms. I still remember what Swami taught us long ago. He told us to see a patient with a smiling face. He told me that it would be like giving a glucose boost to the patient. And do you want to know how many such people have got this boost in our outpatient departments? Nearly 23 lakh people from India and other countries in the last 23 years. And through it all has been the seen and the unseen hand of Swami, the Divine Doctor. My shoulders were taking on more responsibilities. I had started with cardiology and cardiothoracic surgery, and now new departments had started, those of ophthalmology, urology, plastic surgery, and orthopedics. With more people visiting the hospital, the facilities also increased. Whatever my needs may be, they were fulfilled by Swami. He wanted only the best for me to serve my children. And therefore, we had state-of-the-art equipment, the best found anywhere in the world. The diagnostic laboratories have always had the latest equipment to aid in the diagnosis of ailments. Be it the semi-automatic analyzer in hematology, the fully automated chemistry analyzer in biochemistry, or the new ELISA workstation in microbiology. All of these are the most modern tools available to any laboratory. These modern equipment help to reduce the time taken for patient care by being able to handle batches of large samples at one go. Swami has always made sure that the suffering do not have to wait too long for a diagnosis. A large number of patients meant that there was a need to expand and upgrade the laboratory services. It is towards this end that a few months ago, a new area for the laboratories was inaugurated. You know what this is? Swami, just a month ago, blessed us with one of the best MRI machines in the world. This 1.5 Tesla 32-channel MRI offers the best quality images in the shortest possible time. Equipped with features such as TIM and DOT, it is a dream for any imaging department to provide such patient service. I have 13 operating theaters and 5 procedural rooms. These operating theaters and procedural rooms have been busy from the day Swami inaugurated me on the 22nd of November 1991. These are the life centers where my brothers and sisters serve to give people a new lease of life so that they have a heart that beats for Him, eyes that would witness His creation, and limbs which would help them walk on His path. More than 2 lakh surgeries have been performed in the surgical complexes of this hospital. We know that patient care does not end with a surgery. The spirit of patient care, which Swami expects from each one of us, starts at the outpatient department and continues through the surgery to the most important aspect of post-surgical care in the intensive care units. After the intensive care units, the patients are now cared for in the wards, where they are tended to until they are fit to go home. In all, I have 300 beds in which patients get better. With the love that my sisters shower, all the patients, whatever their age may be, become children. Even during the time I was being built, Swami, the master planner, ensured in the design that there would be plenty of natural light and ventilation in all the cubicles of all the wards. I must share with you an interesting fact. In the book Hospital Architecture, published by the Longman Group in United Kingdom, Paul James and Tony Nooks, the authors, placed me among the 50 best hospitals in the world. They said they had 2 reasons for doing so. The first was the philosophy of the holy man who said that healthcare and education should be free for all mankind. The second reason, this hospital, in their own words, had the best fusion of form and functionality. I realized one day that it was difficult for those who have been operated here to come back for a checkup from a long distance away. And yes, there are some who consult my doctors without even visiting me. Unbelievable? This is telemedicine. What you are seeing is one of my cardiac surgeons consulting patients in West Bengal who have had heart surgery done here in October this year. Did I tell you that Swami has made me one of the most IT-enabled hospitals in the country, which makes me filmless and paperless. All the departments in the hospital are networked to the information technology department, which provides my doctors instant and easy access to patient records and their diagnostic results. I am told that there are 7 levels of IT enablement in healthcare and that we stand at the 6th level, which only a very few hospitals in the country have been able to achieve. Each patient in the hospital has a unique identification number and all the medical records are available on the computer network against that number in the electronic hospital information system. All the medical images of investigation that a patient undergoes in this hospital, whether it is an X-ray, a CT scan, an MRI, a nuclear medicine study, a diagnostic cath, or an echocardiography, are stored digitally and are available to the doctors all over the hospital the very instant these investigations are completed. When the doctor is on rounds in the wards, along with him travels a computer on wheels. This is a wirelessly networked computer which gives all the patient records and images at every patient's bedside. I would say, not only were the machines state-of-the-art, but also the persons whom he chose to work in the hospital were the best. Some of my brothers and sisters joined the hospital right at the beginning and are continuing to work in the hospital even till today. What you're seeing now is an academic session between the doctors of my hospital and the doctors of my sister hospital at Whitefield, Bangalore. Almost all specialties in this hospital run the DNB course. I have close to 40 such doctors pursuing their post-graduation here. These doctors are trained not only by the teachers in this hospital, but also by specialists from India and abroad. I am a unique hospital where students also learn about the divine healthcare principles of our dear Swami. Here, we see a practical class being conducted in the nuclear medicine department. And the students, they are a part of the M.Tech course, which is being jointly run by me and my sister institution, the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam. Did I mention that Swami has provided me with a rich library which has the latest journals from all over the world that are useful for all specialties of this hospital? Sometimes I wonder where I would be without my brothers and sisters who come to me from all over the country to serve my patients just because of their love for Swami. They are the sevadals who come here from all walks of life. They are an integral part of this entire patient care system. At any given point in time, there are around 200 sevadals, women and men, performing selfless service at the hospital. The dedication, sincerity, and enthusiasm with which they render any work given to them is a matter of great pride for me. After a hard and satisfying day's work, my sisters and brothers leave my precincts to go to the mandir to offer their gratitude to Swami, to go home to their families and friends, to play with their children and bend their bodies in some sports and games so that they are refreshed in mind and body to start again the next day. The day has ended for the sun. But my work continues. I do not sleep. I continue to ensure that those of my children who need my care in the wards, ICUs, and emergency room receive that care. Are you getting the aroma of delicious food? Ah, that is dinner being cooked for the patients. Swami was very particular that my children ate the food that was made with love as the main ingredient. This delicious and nutritious food is brought to all my children right on time, every time, by the Department of Dietary. The entire process starts with my sisters finding out the individual dietary requirement of every patient. They then make these into delicious dishes and finally have it served to every patient and ensure that they are satisfied with the food. This is home cooking away from home. As I said, I do not sleep. I cannot afford to. Here is my ambulance bringing in a very sick patient who needs immediate care. My sisters and brothers are always on the alert to receive and attend to such patients 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The night dissolves into day and day into night. But I stand awake and alert at all times and will continue to do so in response to the command of my Lord. 23 years and a million emotions, from the fear to take the first step to the pride of standing tall on my feet, from the warmth of your touch to your distant reassuring gaze, from the insouciance of my childhood to the responsibility of being an adult, I have seen them all, Swami. I have seen them all. Yet, I still feel like returning to your lap. When I open my arms and look at the heavens, I can't see the stars because my eyes are moist. I then close my eyes and smile because I know that you are there, smiling back at me. Then, hope fills my heart and drips from my eyes, for I know that beyond the dusk is a new tomorrow.
Tum ho bhi ka vinashak. ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ತುಮ ಹೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ತುಮ ಹೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ನಂದನ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ
ಮಾ Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shambho Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shambho Mahadeva
Dimita, dimita, dimi, bole, nada. हरि बोल जय सीताराम गोपी गोपाल भजो राधे श्याम जय हरि बोल जय सीताराम गोपी गोपाल भजो राधे श्याम
से कहो राम 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 नाम भव समुद्र सुखदना एक राम परम शांति ye ram na param shanti sukh nidan ye ram na sajan na jeevan dana ye karam na sajan na jeevan dana
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपदान्नवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदैवमु मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाग ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाग ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राचयन ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय विप्रो साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारति अंधु को मंगल हारति अंधु को बंदर गिरिधारी ॐ जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ॐ नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ॐ नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ ॐ जय समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु स समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा.